Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, coming to you from Kansas City this week. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting gathering here, and we stopped by the American Bankers Association. Ed Elfman is the he's the vice president for give me your title again.
I'm the senior vice president of agriculture and rural banking policy for the American Bankers Association.
And you want to give a shout out to all those bankers out there that keep farmers in business or help them be more productive.
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing I have to do. That's where my paycheck comes from, right? With my bankers, a couple things to point out that I think is kind of unknown to a lot of people in the agricultural world. 80% of the banks in the country have agriculture in their portfolio in one way or another. So there's about 5,700 banks in the country. 80% have ag. Out of those 5,700, over a third we call ag banks, agricultural banks. So by portfolio, they have over 15% of their portfolios in agriculture. So you start thinking about that, that's 1,800 banks that's what they do is agriculture every single day. We're 46% of the overall ag market, and we're involved. We're a big part of ag, pay attention to it, and we're at it every single day.
So those are bankers that not only support a certain segment of the ag economy, they is probably a large number of jobs in the U.S. economy and the U.S. population.
It really is. I mean, every one of these small towns has an ag banker in it. Right? And that's a good paying job. And not only for them, there's the support people behind them, whether it's the loan making committee, whether it's just the teller standing out front, right? These banks exist in these agriculture communities, and it's a multiplier effect all the way through.
Okay. That's the happy part. The sad part is there's some real challenges in the ag economy right now and some difficult decisions or conversations that are going to have to happen over the winter. But conversation, communication is key, isn't it?
I think that's the best term that we could possibly use for what we're coming into right now. Talk to your banker. Talk to your lender. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Get ahead of any problems you think you might have as a farm. If you think you're going to be a little cash poor or have some issues with commodities, whatever it might be, talk to your banker. Make a plan. There's a great quote from Dr. David Cole at Virginia Tech. Every time you dig a hole deeper, you make the chance of killing yourself even higher, right? You have to keep yourself alive. And the way you do it is by communication, making sure you have a plan in place with your banker so there's no surprises when you come into renewal season next year.
Your banker has chosen a career to be a banker. He doesn't want to be a farmer. He doesn't want to take the farm, right?
That's the last thing we want to do. Actually, I think it's a misperception that's come over the years that we want to take the farm or anything like that. We don't. There's actually rules in place through the FDIC that say we can only own property for 5 years if we take possession of it, and we never make out well on the back end of that. What we want to do is help the farmer continue to farm. We always go through ups and downs in the ag economy. It's 30-year cycles. We're in a little bit of a plateau right now. Hopefully we carry through this plateau and eventually prices get back up and whatever else will happen, trade, other things along those lines that bring the prices back to a good spot so that farmer get through this little patch of bad and we're good again for a long time, right? We're there through the bad times, the good times. We just want to have that farmer in business as long as we possibly can.
All right, Ed, what are some other tools that a farmer could utilize right now, whether it's technology or just good old pencil and paper?
At our conference this last week, we had a couple farmers talking about technology. We had a lot of technology talk. That's one way to create efficiency. So when you're worrying about cash positions, where you might be, creating efficiency is good. Another tool that needs to be used, marketing. Use marketing. Get a hold of your local co-ops, Cargills, whoever it might be. Forward contract. Look at all those things. It sets up your cash flow going forward. And the other tool in the toolbox that I think doesn't get it talked about enough, USDA has great programs, guaranteed loan programs across the entire department. Look into those. Talk to your banker about those. Ask if that might be a possibility for you, whether it's doing some refinancing, maybe you're trying to look to buy some new land, which might be a little tough in this environment. But USDA has those tools, and banks know how to use them. So combine those. It's all, again, communicate with your banker and everything works out.
All righty. Ed Elfman, Vice President of the Ag Section of the American Bankers Association. Do you like the apps that are out there? Like Climate Corp has an app, and there are a lot of financial apps out there where guys can really track their margin and some of the decisions that they – are those okay to work with in conjunction with the banker?
I think, yes, yes. Anything that helps you organize your finances, or even if it's QuickBooks, right? Anything that organizes your finances, helps you know where you are, helps you figure out what your cost of production per bushel actually is, that can be a big deal in the long term, right? If we know you can sell corn at $3.35 and make a profit, it makes it a lot easier when you're looking at those markets going forward. So any of those apps that can be helpful for those types of things, look into them. The other thing I would say, I'm going to make a pitch for my folks at the University of Minnesota. Look at FinBin and some of the things they're trying to do. They're trying to track data so farmers can help other farmers by knowing who's performing well, who's not performing well. And you can compare and then maybe make adjustments on your farm so you get into those that top 20%, right, in the long term. And again, survivability. That's one way you can do it, is making sure that you're looking at data, pulling that data together, and using it to help you on your farm.
And to find that, all you got to do is Google FinBin, right?
Yep, that's correct. FinBin, it's through the University of Minnesota. They gave a great talk down at our conference. Definitely worth looking into, especially if you're in the upper Midwest. But any tools in the toolbox are helpful. But communicate with your banker. That's where you're really going to find what works, what doesn't work. And if you have a plan, communicate it out. It makes everything a lot easier in the end.
Okay. Ed Elfman, it was great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Our reports this week from Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, brought to you by ESN, the leading controlled-release granular nitrogen fertilizer in North America.